Hi, and welcome to Psych Tech, the psychology and technology podcast. I'm Josue Cardona, and I have some bad news for you. Kelly is not here this week. She's at PAX Prime in Seattle. So if you come every week for the Kelly Dunlap, I'm sorry to disappoint you. But hopefully I have something that is not a perfect substitution, but I think it's pretty good. I interviewed a friend of mine named Vlad who has been using a couple apps, specifically the one we talk about the most is one that he's been using for weight loss. And I thought it was a really interesting story. And it's really cool to get into how these apps work and if they work at all. And if they do, why? Why do they work? How is it possible that an app can help you lose weight? So we'll get into that. And just before we start the interview, I do want to mention that we do talk about some nutrition advice and even some fashion advice, and neither of us are nutritionists or stylists, so please take anything that we say that constitutes anything resembling advice with a grain of salt. All right, so here's my interview with Vlad, and trust me, Kelly will be back next week. All right, so I'm here with my friend Vladimir, and we're going to talk about using apps for self-improvement, for weight loss specifically, and some other things. So, hey, Vlad, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, and before we talk about the apps and why you're blowing up right now online, let's talk about the fact that like you're a very good friend of mine. We've been friends for a really, really long time, and back in my engineering days. So you're one of the few people who can vouch for me that I was an engineer.
That is correct.
That is correct. Yes. All right. And you also have a very famous sister, like a world famous sister.
Yes. Not too many people besides you know this, but my sister. If you're not familiar with the podcast called Serial,
everybody knows what Serial is.
Oh, okay. That was just joking.
Everybody in the world knows what it is.
But my sister is one of the, I'd say she's one of the, do you think she's like a guest star or like a celebrity? I mean, she's pretty cool story, but she doesn't come on till like episode 9, I think. But my sister is Laura from Serial. They say her whole name, and she's married now, so she's changed her last name, but her name is Laura Estrada, and I'm her big brother. Yeah, I remember telling you about that stuff, and it was like initially it was kind of, you know, just between me and you, and then all of a sudden it like exploded.
I know. I was like, have you heard of this podcast called Serial? And my sister's on it. I had no idea what it was, and then everybody knows what it is now. Yeah, she appeared a couple times, so she's pretty famous.
Yeah, like in a matter of, I don't know, like a couple months, the whole thing was like the biggest thing in the world.
I know. And you felt you went to Woodlawn and all that, so I don't know. It was just a fun fact. It's kind of cool. And now maybe you'll be as famous as your sister. Maybe.
Like I told you, like I am that OJ's Cato Kalin who kind of, you know, I'm on the peripheral stuff, but wasn't really intimately involved with everything. But hey, you know,
that's an excellent analogy.
Yeah, I'm a Puerto Rican Cato Kalin.
Man, I miss you, Vlad. So let's get back to why else you're blowing up right now. I don't know if you're blowing up, but you know, it's cool. You got featured on a blog for a company called Rise as their Rise Member of the Week. So tell me what that is, what Rise is, and why they featured you.
So, you know, Rise is an app for iPhone. I don't know if it's on Android or not. But it's an app on your phone that pairs you with a coach, a nutritionist, based upon you answer a series of questions. You know, you tell them what your lifestyle is, how active you are, your interests, what you're looking to gain out of it. And they pair you with a coach. And then through this app, you basically you take pictures of your food, the stuff that you eat throughout the day. And then at the end, within 24 hours, your nutritionist will come back and give you feedback as to if you did good, if you did bad. He or she will give you improvements as to what you can change in your diet to help it make it more nutritious. He or she will give you more recipes. Will help you out in terms of trying to figure things out of what do you want to make for dinner, or is this healthy or is this not healthy, or just answer anything you have in general about just your diet. And I did that for 3 months, starting out in June, because since last July, I was weighing in. I went to the doctor's office. I weighed in around like 280 pounds, 285 pounds. And I was like, oh shit, like that's like the heaviest I've ever been. But like, I thought I ate healthy. I exercised. And for like 6 months before I used Rise, I lost maybe like 50 pounds. And then before it came to a point where I was plateauing, and in like a week or two, I wasn't losing weight. So I was like, hey, I need some help. So I Googled, nutritionists, iPhone apps, and I came across it. And since I joined Rise in June up to now, I probably lost another 30.
Whoa.
So the grand total is like at least 100 pounds.
Since last year, in like 12 months.
In 12 months.
Yeah.
It's been like 100 pounds. And, typically everyone says, the last 5 or 10 are the hardest. But through using this app and having my coach, Jamie, it's been like super easy. She gives me positive feedback as to like what I'm eating good. She'll point out little things that I could change. Because at the end of the day, I think the majority of people who say they try to eat healthy, they do, but they get their portions wrong, or they're not doing the small things that lead to those weight loss goals. You know, like people always ask me like, well, what's your secret? Like, are you on a special pill? Are you on this low carb diet? And I was like, no, like, I hired a nutritionist. I count my calories. I follow what she says because she's a nutritionist. She's certified. She knows what she's doing. It's working. And then you just got to stick with it. And that app is just, it's just so easy. I mean, before this, I wouldn't even think about hiring a nutritionist, but it's as easy as, texting you or FaceTiming with my mom that I can pop open the app. I'll take a picture of breakfast, give her a quick description. And then probably in a couple hours, she'll come back and say, great meal. Or she'll say, hey, good choice. But if you want it to be healthier, do X, Y, and Z. And then, you learn from it. And then she gets a kind of a track of what you like and what you don't like. And then before you know it, when you weigh in a week, you're going to at least lose weight or at least maintain it, which I think is the goal for most people.
So it's not a diet app per se. Like she's not telling you, it's not like Weight Watchers where it's a prescribed menu and portions and things like that, right?
No, I mean, you kind of tell her what your goals are, If you want to lose weight, then she's like, okay, she'll give me numbers in terms of protein, calories I need to eat per day. And then it's up to me if I want to follow through on it. And I have a calorie counting app, which kind of gives me a baseline as to what I'm shooting for. And, that's kind of what, that the whole process has been. Now I'm in the mode where I'm maintaining weight. So she's eased up on me a little bit. She's like, relax, you kind of learn when you are hungry, when you aren't hungry. And it's gotten to the point now where like I'm so in tune with what my body is hungry or what it can and can't eat. Like it'll start rejecting like bad food. Like if I eat like pizza or donuts or French fries, like I feel ill, which is like really remarkable because I couldn't feel that before. But now that I do, you recognize those things and you kind of say, okay, if I want to, have energy throughout the day, maybe I shouldn't eat a Big Mac or French fries and things like that. But she kind of gives you a guideline, you know, what you want to do. She, it's not really like, you're right. It's not like Weight Watchers or anything else. It's more of a lifestyle change, I think. Because at the end of the day, I mean, there isn't like a magic formula for this. You know, you gotta, you know, just eat the right foods. And if you do a little bit of exercise and be active, I think that's all you really need to do is to lose weight.
So what was different for you, like right at that point when you said you were plateauing? Like, so what were you doing that was working, and then what? Why did you start looking for an app? Like, why didn't you just keep trying what you were doing?
Well, like sometimes I think people make the mistake, and I was making the mistake, was like I was getting too ingrained in my diet. Like I have like my FitnessPal, and I was looking at all the numbers and stuff, and I was getting frustrated. And I was like, I just need like a third person, like another person to analyze it. You know, I was like, what? Like I need an objective party to find out what's going on. You know,
so you wanted help. You just wanted some support, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody who knew what they were talking about.
Exactly. Like I could show you what I'm eating and you'd be like, oh, that's all right. You know, or I could show my mom and she's Puerto Rican. She's like, you need to eat more rice and beans, blah, blah, blah. When actually that's not the case. You know, and I was like, you know what? I've never heard of this app. I did all my reviews online. And I was like, you know what? For, I don't know, it was like $40 for 1 month. I'll give it a try. If it works, great. If not, then, you know, I'll figure something else out.
Yeah, like how much does it cost to see a nutritionist one time, to see one in an office?
Oh, you at least have to pay $25 per copay, even if your insurance covers it. That's so, like, I'm like, okay, let's give it a shot. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's still up to me if I want to follow through with it. And in the beginning, my coach wasn't really responsive, and we weren't on the same wavelength. So I was like, okay, I'll ask for another coach. And then I got paired with Jamie, and she's been incredible. She's like awesome. And, like from there, we've just been, you know, we're on the same wavelength. She knows what I like and I don't like. And then she keeps things fresh too, which I think is a lot to do with the diet. Is like, oh, I gotta eat salads all day. No, you don't. You can eat like vegetables, like lean meats, fish, seafood and stuff, and still lose weight and still feel good and be healthy, I think. But I think the thing that changed for me was like, because like I'm Puerto Rican, we're so ingrained to eating rice and beans and pork and meats and fried stuff, that when fruits and vegetables are brought to us, I didn't grow up eating that, so I kind of learned how to change that a little bit. But then through Rise and my nutritionist, she gave me more recipes and things to diversify my diet. Because people, I think, at the end of the day, they're like, oh, I gotta eat potatoes, I gotta eat rice, I gotta eat bread to get my carbs. I'm like, no, you can eat fruits. You can eat vegetables. Those are the same replacement as carbs, and they're just as good for you. And they're less calories, but they still fill you up. And yeah. I think that's the big thing. And at the end of the day, it's portion size that she's taught me to recognize is the kicker. And I think not a lot of people understand that. Like when you go out to eat, that's the scary thing is – those restaurants, they want you to eat. So they give you big portions. And then you get used to that. And you get used to that lifestyle. And you're eating 2-3 big portions a day. And you still are on a diet, but you're eating like 1,000 calories. Yeah. And you, at the end, then when you weigh yourself and you're still exercising, you're not gaining anything. You're kind of just like, you're either maintaining or you're going to gain weight.
So everything you're talking about is like behavior modification, right? Like you said, like you've just been used to it your entire life. No one ever told you it was wrong. Everybody told you rice is like, oh, rice is super healthy. You just eat more rice.
Yeah.
And you know, rice makes you fat. You know, I'm not a nutritionist, but I'm pretty sure about that. And you know, so just to tweak those behaviors, it's funny because we're both in this situation where I had a similar experience with my weight earlier this year. And because I've learned this over time, you know, you just got to make small changes. And I've talked to you over the course of the year, you know, and just talking to you about it has helped me remember, oh yeah, like it's not about a strict diet. It's about modifying certain behaviors. So ever since, like I saw you earlier this summer, like I've been losing about a pound a week. And I'm not doing exercise regimen. It's just really small tweaks, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the great thing about the Rise app, I haven't used it, but I was looking into it, and you've got to catalog all your meals. And we're not talking food porn here on Instagram, right? So like you're taking a picture and sending it to the nutritionist, right? Is that the way it works?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she sees every single meal that you eat.
Yes.
And she gives you feedback on each and every one.
Yes.
See, that's fantastic. See, that's one of the things that like we're starting to catch on now is the idea that the feedback loop, right? Like if you go to a nutritionist, how often are you going to go? Once a week maybe if it's urgent, once every 2 weeks, and then you're checking it every 2 weeks? No, man, you're logging every meal. She's giving you feedback on every single one. Can you give me some examples of like a meal that you sent her and then some of the feedback she gave you?
So yeah, so like in the beginning – I would do like wraps. I would have like healthy wraps, like 100 calorie wraps that you find at the supermarket. So I'd send her a picture of that. I'd put some, you know, deli roast beef, some mayo, some cheddar cheese. I'd put like some, like iceberg lettuce. And then she would come back and she'd be like, okay, she's like, you have a good principle as to what you think is healthy. She's like, did you weigh how much the stuff, how much deli meat was on there? She's like, B, the iceberg lettuce isn't nutritious for you. There's really no nutrition in that for you. And she's like, C, the avocado, she's like, the mayonnaise, there's no nutritional value in that. She's like, swap the avocado or swap the mayo for avocado. It's the same nutritional content, same caloric, but it's going to fill you up better because there's fiber in it and it has more healthier fats. And she's like, if you want to lose weight, then you're going to have to cut out the cheese or use a smaller amount of cheese. And those little things over the course of a week, if I eat like two or three of those calories at the end of the day is what it adds up. And that's how you lose a pound or 2 pounds a week, you know? And then before you know it, at the end of the month, you know, you're losing 10 pounds, 15 pounds without even realizing it. So she's like, just try to make those changes. If you go a little bit over, you go a little bit under, that's fine. But you'll see the results. And since I've done that, as long as I keep with that number and I make sure my protein levels per meal stay at a certain number, it's like sometimes I'm shocked that I'm still losing weight. Like even I've eased back on my workouts and stuff and I still lost like 2 pounds last week and I'm not even trying. So little things like that, because I think in our culture, like when we like, it always has to be, you got to work out. Okay. You work out. And then what do you have to do right after you work out? You got to have like a protein shake or you got to have some like protein bar or something like that. So when you look at that stuff, when you go to like a smoothie place and they give, oh, here's your post-workout smoothie, it's like 50, 60 grams of protein. And then it's like maybe 500 or 600 calories. So then what are you basically doing? You're basically eating a Big Mac after you worked out. You just threw that whole workout out the window. And then when you jump on the scale, you're pissed off because you didn't lose any weight. You gained weight. And that's how people fall off the wagon.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're eating that much protein after after a workout, they're probably trying to build muscle and not they're doing it wrong. Like, they're if they're trying to lose weight, that's not the way to do it. Again, yeah. I'm not a nutritionist. I want to make sure I say that again.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a bodybuilder either, but, you know, I lost 100 and some pounds, and, you know, my nutritionist has given me this info, so they can – and all that stuff's on the internet. You just Google it, and it's there, whether you want to realize it or not. I mean, it's the truth.
And again – not nutritionist, but whatever it is, man, it's working, right? It's still working. Like, you were stuck. It's going great. We touched on this really quickly before, but like, you wanted somebody objective to kind of look at it, right? But it sounds like through the app, through the service, like, you have somebody, like, you have, it's like Jamie's now part of your support network, right? Like, she's with you along the way. Like, how does that feel to be able to have somebody with you dealing with, like, for me, food is a big deal. Like, it's really hard for me to deal with food. I've been overweight most of my life too. So it's like, what's that feel like?
Well, it gives me that extra layer of accountability, you know, because it's not just me. It's her that I kind of have to check into too, you know, so she keeps me on track, you know? She, like you said, she gives me that support I need. If I have a question, I know she's going to answer it for me, and she's going to give me her unbiased opinion as to what I need to do. And I think that helps out a lot, because when you look at, like, weight loss and stuff, you know, once everyone reaches their goal, I was reading some article, like, I think it's like 10% that people actually maintain it. Because they just fall off the wagon, then they don't have that support system back in place.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's huge. Like, even though I met my goal, I still do it because it's a habit, and it's a good habit. And like, I was telling you, I was like, when's the last time I weighed in at 180 pounds? Maybe I was like 6 years old, you know? And it's just like, I don't want to screw this up.
So last night I had, you know, like, sometimes you come across some food, you're in a situation where it's hard, and you start, like, arguing with yourself, right? I argued with myself yesterday about a cheesecake. I lost the argument, and I had the cheesecake. But so if you have the app, right, how do you, like, how has your life changed in any way? Like, do you try to set time so that you know that they're not going to answer immediately? So do you kind of, like, plan ahead? Like, if you're going to have dinner with somebody, do you reach out to Jamie beforehand to kind of get ready? Or if you're ever in a situation, do you wait to make a decision until she gets back to you? Like, how does that work?
So, like, if I'm going out to eat, here's the cool thing about this app, and I forgot to talk about it in the beginning. During the week, there's a instant message feature. Because sometimes Jamie, this isn't Jamie's full-time job. She's a nutritionist, so she has other clients. I'm not her main client. So, she does this on the side, but during the week between 12 PM and 9 PM Eastern time, there's an instant message feature where you ask a question. It's called, like, Coach Line or Coach Help. And within 3 minutes, someone will get back to you in the app, and they'll answer it for you. And it'll be a nutritionist. So let's say I took my girlfriend out to Ruth Chris a couple weeks ago for her birthday. And I asked them, I said, hey, I'm going to a steakhouse. What should I eat? And in 3 minutes, they're like, okay, you can do seafood. You can do, like, a lean cut of meat, like a filet. But, like, stay away from the bread. Stay away from the butter. You know, order veggies. Load up on veggies. And then you know, and just watch the portion size, you know, do an 8 ounce filet, cut it in half, take the other, eat four ounces at the table, and then take the other half home. And then you can have that for lunch the next day. And then you kind of learn from that. When you go out to other restaurants too, you know, cause if you can eat healthy at a steakhouse, I'm sure you could eat healthy at, like a Cheesecake Factory or something like that.
Well, I don't know about Cheesecake Factory, but
yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to give yourself some slack too sometimes, you know, and that's half the battle, because you got to give yourself a break, because, you know, doing all these changes and things like that, it could be frustrating, and just, like, you're like, damn, I want to eat this. Well, you can just eat a small portion and realize that, you know, the next day you got to eat healthy, because it's the fact, I was telling my buddy, it's like the 80-20 rule.
Yeah.
Like, you can eat 80% of the time healthy, and then 20% you can eat whatever you want within moderation. And that keeps you in check mentally, because you can get really tired of doing this constantly every day, 5 or 6 times a day, knowing that you're getting results, but it's still a lot of work to do, you know? But you learn from using the app, because then, you know, like, I got another example. Like, you know how I travel for work. Mm-hmm. I was in the middle of Alabama for work, and that is probably where we went was not the healthiest places to eat. So I was surrounded in basically like a glorified food court, where it was Popeyes, kind of like a cheesesteak place, Dunkin' Donuts, and then they had Subway. And like, I'm sitting down trying to figure things out what to eat. So I use the message feature, and I'm like, hey, I have Popeyes, cheesesteaks, and Subway. And in 3 minutes, they're like, okay, you can do a 6-inch sub with whole wheat bread, get like turkey or roast beef, and load up on veggies, and have some apples as a dessert with some water. You know, and that helped me out a lot, because I was basically at the tipping point where I was like, well, it's either cheesesteak, like some fully loaded Subway sub, or maybe even skip lunch, which is even worse sometimes too for your body.
Yeah.
And then you kind of learn from that, because you figure things out, and if you make a bad decision, then Jamie will be there, or whoever your nutritionist will be there. Like, hey, at least, you know, you tried, make these 2 or 3 changes, and then, you know, go on to the next meal and next day, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm shocked about the instant message feature. That's amazing. Is that part of the, like, the $40 that you said?
Yeah, because, okay, like, sometimes, okay, even when you go out to the grocery stores, it's like deciphering Egyptian hieroglyphics in terms of what is healthy and what isn't healthy, and things are so expensive, too, when it comes to the healthy stuff, so you... like, for instance, like, when you want to buy whole wheat bread, like, there's like 30 different kinds of whole wheat bread in the grocery store. So I was like, what's a good brand? Well, they're like, okay, well, look for how much fiber, how much sugar, how much protein, how many calories, and make sure the first ingredient is whole wheat flour or something of that nature. And then you kind of just look at that stuff, and they give you a guideline. And then you made a good decision, because honestly, half the time, if I didn't know that, I'd be buying some just generic whole wheat bread that's probably bad for me, but I think it's good for me because it has the words whole wheat on it, you know?
Yeah, I'm like I said, I haven't used the app. They don't sponsor the show. Like, this isn't meant to be a commercial, but I'm so happy for you that this worked out, and it's so exciting to hear, you know, that this company is putting all this stuff that we know works to help people, especially, like, you keep bringing up the idea that you're learning from these experiences. Every time that you get that feedback, it's like, oh, like, I didn't know that. And once you see it in different scenarios, right? Like, oh, like, this is just like last week, I'm in the same situation, and this is the feedback I got. Like, you start seeing those patterns, and it's habit forming, right? And now you're learning. So now you'll get to a point where you'll probably start using that instant messenger less, because, oh, I've been here before. Now I know what to do.
Yeah. I mean, when I was, and you know, since we worked together, you know, kind of the people that we used to work with. And I would, when I first started it, they all laughed at me. They're like, oh, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to try it out. And then the first month I lost maybe 10 pounds. And then the next month I lost 20 pounds, and then I'm at 180 now. And now we got our buddy Mike to sign up, and he lost 25 pounds.
Whoa.
Using the app. And wow, it's just little changes here and there. And he's always been to the mindset, well, oh, I eat healthy, blah, blah, blah. But it's those small changes that he did. And he's down 25, and within 3 months, if he keeps at it, he'll probably lose like 50 or 60 pounds.
Yeah, man. I've lost 33 pounds so far this summer. But I'm definitely, like, I hadn't even considered it, even knowing what you'd been through. But definitely, like, after this conversation, I'm going to think about it. I'm gonna think about it, cause especially if I get stuck. Like if I get stuck, I can see why it would be really helpful.
Yeah, and the cool thing is, and like I said, we you know where we work, everyone is there is, you know, kind of judgmental and they're kind of set in their ways. Like one day
Shout out to
Jamie did.
everybody at work.
Yeah. But you know how it is. Like so one day, Jamie gave me a recipe for protein bars. I've never made protein bars. I cook,
Ooh.
you know, I thought I cooked healthy, but then she gave me this recipe. And I was like, okay, let's try this out. And it was really, really good. So I bring some into the office and I'm handing them out, like, hey, here, try this. And everyone's like, oh, where'd you buy this? Where'd you get this? Who made this for you? I was like, no, I made this. And they're like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, it's homemade protein bar. And then within 2 to 3 weeks, everyone else is asking me for the recipe. Or everyone's asking me, oh, what did you make for food today? Or do you have leftovers and stuff like that? So one of our other coworkers, she's gotten into working out now, and she made the recipe for her husband, who's like a baker, and he's like, man, these are really good.
So it doesn't surprise me that you've used it doesn't surprise me that you would make the protein bars that you recommended. It doesn't surprise me that you would do something like Rise, like you because you're willing to try stuff out like this, right? Like you like technology and you're willing to try stuff out like this. So you know I'm gonna bring up Trunk Club real quick before we go.
Yeah.
So for people who don't know, the way I would describe if Rise is an app, like a coach for weight loss and nutrition, then Trunk Club would be a coach for fashion, right?
Yes.
For men. And just like because there are apps that are just apps and have information and stuff, but we're talking about apps that have there's people on the other end, right? There's a service.
Right.
So real quick, what is Trunk Club and what has Trunk Club done for you, or how has that changed your life in any way?
So, like, basically, Trunk Club has changed my whole outlook on fashion. Trunk Club is an app that basically, similar to Rise, you answer a couple questions, you download the app, and then they will pair you with a stylist. And then, you know, you give them your credit card information. It's not a subscription service. It's basically on demand. I'd say on demand fashion. And you know, you tell your stylist what you're looking for in terms of clothes or what you're interested in, and then she will basically go through her catalog of what she has available based upon your size, you know, your height and weight, and then she'll send you clothes to try on. She'll basically send you a trunk, which is just a box of clothes, probably in a week. And from there, you have 10 days to try it on, and then you keep what you want, you send back what you don't want, and then they charge you probably in 2 or 3 days after you send it back through UPS or FedEx or whatever. And then basically, you know, you can use it as much or as little as you want. The cool thing is, depending where you live, you can actually go into their headquarters. So I live in Maryland, so there's one in DC, and I know I brought Josue in for an appointment one time, and it's the experience is like similar to being like a celebrity sort of. It's Trunk Club, where the one in DC, it's in a nondescript building. You kind of have to be buzzed in, and then you're on this elevator for a couple of flights, and then you walk in, and it's like this like really uber chic, modern kind of feel with sofas and a bar, and they greet you, and you sit down, and they kind of go over what clothes you're looking for, and then they bring you a cart of clothes, and you try them on, and you keep what you like, and and they take back what you don't like, and then you walk out feeling like $1 million.
And how long have you been using Trunk Club?
That's like, I'd say like 7 or 8 months. Like, I don't go shopping anymore. My stylist, Elena, she does all my shopping for you. I mean, it's not let's, it's not like going to Walmart or Target. It's a little bit higher end, but like as a guy, I don't know anything about fashion. Like, I don't know what looks good or what doesn't look good. Like, my mom used to pick out clothes for me, and I figured out that was a bad idea a long time ago.
Man, so she gave like, she gave you those rice and beans recommendations. She picked out bad clothes. I don't know. Yeah. You're going to have a talk with your mom.
I know, but I was like, hey, I'm 36 years old. When I first started using Trunk Club, I didn't have my girlfriend at the time. So I was like, I go out on dates. I work in a, you know, in a business environment. Can I have like some options as to what to wear? And she's like, boom, she just sends me all these like awesome clothes that would go well with what I was looking for. And it's like literally everyone thinks it's remarkable how well I dress. Everyone's like, I get compliments all the time and I tell them about the app and they kind of look at me funny because it's changing the way they think about how to do things. And it's so time consuming to go to the mall and go from store to store trying to figure out, well, what fits me well? What looks good with this? What looks good with that? When you have someone who has a degree in fashion, who knows what's like what looks good now, or what's a classic piece to wear, or what's an essential you need for your wardrobe, they'll do that for you, and they know what fits you well, so you don't have to go from store to store wasting your time. She'll send you I could text her now. She could send me like 5 or 6 items that I know that I'm gonna love, and they're gonna fit me really well, and I don't have to worry about wasting a day or two at the mall figuring that stuff out.
And I got to say, not everybody who uses Trunk Club has that experience of going there, right? We did. We went to D.C. I met Elena and, she interviewed me and then she picked some stuff out for me. I tried some stuff on and ultimately I didn't like the style, right? Like it's a specific style. It was like you said, it was a little pricey, but I love the idea. And then we did she sent me a trunk, not a physical trunk. What I really like is that you have the app, right? So you can contact your stylist through there. And then, but like she picks out all these clothes and then you get pictures of what is going to come in your trunk, what she picked out. And then what you don't like, you kind of swipe it away and she'll exchange it. And then you kind of, you get a preview of this box of clothes that's going to come for you. I don't know. The whole thing was really cool. I like the idea. And I like what you said a few minutes ago about how it just changes your mind about how to do things. Right. And it makes your life easier. In your case, you said you have a girlfriend now. I don't know. Was that because of Rise and Trunk Club?
Well, I mean, it just, it helped. It's like I told you, it's like almost magical that we can download apps nowadays, have people that are like experts and know what they're talking about on our phones, like on demand, And the funny thing is all this stuff works. It's not like a gimmick or anything.
Yeah, man, I don't know. It's so good. Like you just wrapped it up. I was having trouble thinking about what to call the episode, but it's definitely like expertise on demand. And we couldn't do that before without our cell phones and these cool apps. Like it just, like I said, and there's services like this for everything. It's so cool.
I mean, you have this, like my girlfriend's not really technology savvy, so I had to explain to her what Uber was, and she looked at me like I was like playing a joke on her. Like, I was like, Uber is magical, and then I explained the Trunk Club and Rise, and it's like, it's just, imagine how things are right now. Maybe 2 or 3 years from now. Imagine how much more things we're going to be able to do on demand. I mean, it's just insane.
So my last question for you then is, what kind of apps do you think what's your wish list for apps like this with expertise on demand for the future?
Man, that's a tough question.
Those moments where you're like, man, I wish there was a Rise. Like people always talk about it, the Uber of this and the Uber of that. So what would be your Trunk Club or Rise that doesn't exist yet?
You know what? I was thinking about this the other day. If there was an app, so I go to the grocery store I go to Wegmans all the time, but sometimes when I visit other people or I go traveling and I want to go to a grocery store and it's like a local chain, like I'm literally wasting my whole time trying to figure out where everything is in that grocery store. Like if there was an app where based upon what I was looking for, like in my grocery list, where I was could tell me, like if I go to a Giant in the middle of Oklahoma, that it could tell me where everything was located using my GPS location, like which aisle everything was located, and would optimize me to go the quickest route to pick everything up, that would be amazing. Like literally, like I can go from A, like it could give me like turn by turn directions inside the store to pick everything I wanted and have me in and out in less than maybe like 15 minutes. Okay. That would be, that's like Star Wars.
That would make your life I mean, so much better.
Imagine how much time you waste, even in the grocery store that you do know where everything is, because sometimes they move shelves and aisles and stuff. Like how much time, I want to find this maple syrup, or where's the honey, or where's the toilet paper? And then you're walking up and down the aisle. When you open up this app, boom. Oh, it's in aisle A, second shelf to the right. Oh my God, you'd be in and out in less than an hour.
And I'm laughing, but the truth is that we did travel a lot. You still travel a lot, and we had to go shopping new places all the time. And that's not a bad idea. That's all right. That's not bad. That's not bad.
So I think that's my if I could create an app like that, oh my God, I'd be like Bill Gates.
I'm sure somebody's working on it. Please, anybody listening, let us know if yes. what it's called, and I'll let Vlad know. So Vlad, thank you so much for sharing your story, and let me know in the future if you do find any more cool apps that are services like this, because I hear about them and the truth is I'm not gonna go out and try all these apps. So it's cool to know somebody that's always out there, you know, willing to test them out. So thanks.
Sounds good.
All right, Vlad.
All right, talk to you later.